I invite you to be with us now in a spirit of prayer. Gracious God, you do indeed call each one of us, and right now you are calling us to listen for your word in the midst of our words. Open our minds and hearts, open our ears and eyes. Be present among us in ways that we can feel and respond to. Amen. Addie, I think it's safe to say that this past year has not been what anyone expected. In fact, the unexpected has become the norm. And while some have found that to be unnerving and a bit exhausting, it has had an upside. Like it or not, we've learned the value of being able to pivot, change course at a moment's notice, and find creative ways to do what we were doing before, only different and better. Our priorities have certainly shifted, and we've discovered that many things we thought were necessary and vitally important really don't matter all that much. I mention this because what happened on that day of Pentecost following Jesus' ascension into heaven was also not what anyone expected. Keep in mind, Pentecost was not a new holiday. Devout Jews had been celebrating it for centuries, an observance amid the Feast of Weeks, during which gratitude was expressed for all God had done and would continue to provide for his folks in the days to come. On this particular day of Pentecost, however, those who gathered from near and far to celebrate got way more than they bargained for. God's Spirit showed up, and not in a quiet and unassuming way, I might add. Complete with wind and flames of fire, God's Holy Spirit breathed on those present, enabling them to somehow comprehend what each other was saying, even though they were all speaking different languages. Actually, this is my favorite part of the story. God's Spirit doesn't make everyone speak the same language, but instead works among the people in such a way that they are both able to hear and understand each other for the first time.
You know, I like that part of the story too, Sue. It gives me hope, and it makes me really feel the Spirit. Now, I know that in a world that we live currently, different kinds of people gathered in one place, all hearing and listening and understanding one another, feels like a rare occurrence, or even an act of magic or a dream. But really, it is and always has been the power of God's Holy Spirit. And in truth, it's what we do every single week at church. Lots of different kinds of people coming together, deciding that we're more alike than we are unlike, and listening for God, the great uniter of us all, in the midst of it. Now, I know it's been a while since we have been physically gathered in one place together, but we have reminded you week in and week out during this past year that though we are separate, we are, in fact, together, united in spirit, in worship, in prayer, and in love. And that really is what Pentecost is all about. This year, it's been physical distance that has made us separate, but no matter where we find ourselves, at home or in the pews or 1,000 miles away, there will always be space and differences between us. What we like and love, causes that are close to our heart, passions that fill our thoughts and our time, where we invest our energy, things we're willing to stand up for, how we embody our faith, our individual personalities, different for all of us. And guess what? That's the best part. For me, the joy, the mystery, the awesomeness, and the hope of Pentecost is exactly what you said, Sue. Not that God makes us all look the same and love the same and sound the same, but that if we allow it, the Holy Spirit has the power and the grace and the fiery boldness to get us all to listen to each other and to see one another and to seek to understand one another. Now that is worth celebrating and certainly lights a fire within me.
One might say that unity, not uniformity, characterized the moment on that day of Pentecost over 2,000 years ago. What united those who chose to go with the flow of the Spirit being poured out upon them was a willingness to spread the good news of God's love. Of course, not everyone was willing to go with the flow of God's Spirit. Some were skeptical. Others were convinced the crowd was filled with people who were drunk and out of control. Jesus' disciples knew differently, though. No doubt they remembered what Jesus had said to them just before his life here on earth came to an end. How Jesus had reassured them he would send an advocate to pick up where he had left off. This advocate, one who would comfort, encourage, and intercede on behalf of the disciples, would not be a substitute for Jesus, but rather a continuation of God's abiding presence. Remember Jesus' promise to never abandon or forsake us? The Holy Spirit among us is one of the many ways Jesus keeps that promise. Something else about that first Pentecost that we read about in Acts. It launched a new era of ministry for Jesus' disciples. Initially, having been called to follow Jesus and learn from him, the job of these followers was now to go out into the world and become those whom others would follow. To mark this change in their status and calling, the disciples would become known as the apostles. That is, those who are sent out into the world to carry on the good work Jesus had begun and to share the good news of God's grace and God's love.
So you mentioned the disciples' calling, which obviously reminds me of the musical you just heard a little bit that the children shared and will be sharing more of later this morning on our YouTube page. And it reminds me for good reasons. First of all, it's called, but also in all the songs and dialogue that the children will offer, you'll hear about that very thing. Kids figuring out what it means to listen for, to hear, and to live into God's call for their lives. You'll hear them figure out that our call isn't just about doing whatever we want to do, or doing what we're really good at, or doing what brings us lots of success or makes us popular with our friends, but that our call is what makes us feel connected to God and stirs up an unavoidable tug on our passions and gifts. Living into our call isn't always easy. In fact, God often has us going against the grain, standing up and speaking out, pushing back against what the world might be telling us. Listening for our call and hearing God's voice is not something we just do once in a lifetime. It's a practice that we must engage in each and every day. When the people gathered on that first Pentecost and felt and heard the call of God's Holy Spirit, it was only the beginning. The beginning from which the church grew, the beginning from which we came. That beginning is why we often refer to Pentecost as the birthday of the church. But in so many ways, as people of faith, it's sort of like all of our unofficial birthdays too. The people who make up the church have always been the church. Different, diverse, many, called individually and together.
God does indeed call every single one of us and makes use of our unique gifts, our unique experiences, our unique personalities. Responding to God's call may seem hard. What God calls us to do may not be what we would expect. But here's the good news. When God calls us, God equips us. And when we're faced with situations that feel overwhelming, or people who are difficult, or problems that seem unsolvable, God's Holy Spirit surrounds us and empowers us. The breath of God's Spirit provides us with the fuel we need to keep on keeping on. God's Spirit gives us strength we never knew we had. Seldom does God work in ways that we would have expected, but I'm okay with that, as long as God's Spirit shows up to help us navigate the road ahead, one step at a time. As we celebrate Pentecost, may we also dare to celebrate the unexpected, knowing that we are in good hands and that the wind of God's Spirit is life-giving and life-sustaining always. Amen. Amen.